VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State terrorist group says it has targeted a second mosque in eastern Syria. It's happened in twice in less than a week. It says the normally protected from attack religious building was used as an insurgent command and control center. Strike on Monday killed Islamic State fighters who the coalition says were actively firing on coalition partner forces from the mosque, which is located in Azouza near the border with Iraq. The mosque targeted Monday was 2.5 kilometers away from a mosque that was struck last week. NATO says one of its service members has been killed and two others wounded in an attack in Herat province. The organization said initial reports indicate the attack was committed by a member of the Afghan security forces. The Taliban claimed the attacker was one of its members who had infiltrated the ranks of the security forces. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising to reveal details about the case of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a speech to Parliament on Tuesday. Saudi Arabian officials say the country's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, spoke Monday by telephone to Khashoggi's son, expressing his condolences for his father's killing. Associated Press correspondent Chris Tortia now.
Khashoggi's fiancée has been placed under police protection, according to Turkish authorities. She was actually at the consulate on the day that Khashoggi disappeared. She did go with him, but she stayed outside. And otherwise, her social media presence has died off a little bit. She's keeping a pretty low profile right now.
Saudi Arabia now admits Khashoggi was killed inside its consulate in Istanbul. It calls the killing a, quote, huge and grave mistake, and is promising that those responsible for it will be held accountable. This is VOA News. Hurricane Willa has strengthened to a Category 5 storm as it moves towards Mexico's Pacific coast with winds of 260 kilometers per hour. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Willa is expected to make landfall Tuesday afternoon or evening near Mazatlan, a popular beach resort with a metropolitan area of around 500,000, the city is home to a large number of American and Canadian expatriates. A caravan of thousands of migrants continues marching away from violence and poverty and toward the United States.
The government of Honduras won't help anybody, even if you're disabled. Just look at all these people here who haven't been able to find work.
On Twitter Monday, President Trump said the U.S., quote, will now begin cutting off or substantially reducing the amount of foreign aid given to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, saying they were, quote, not able to do the job of stopping migrants from leaving their countries and coming illegally to the United States. Australia's Prime Minister has apologized to all victims and survivors of institutional child sexual abuse. The apology follows a damning 5-year inquiry into abuse in churches, schools, and other public organizations. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said he's sorry for one of the most shameful chapters in Australian history. A royal commission, Australia's highest form of inquiry, found that tens of thousands of children had been abused over many decades in orphanages, churches, schools, and other institutions. Its report, published last year, said too often the victims were ignored and the perpetrators protected. Morrison told Parliament Monday that it was a national tragedy.
Officials in Taiwan have launched an investigation into what caused a train derailment Sunday that killed at least 18 people and injured 175. The train was carrying more than 360 passengers. It derailed on a popular coastal route as it traveled from a suburb of Taipei. Some passengers interviewed by news agencies said they felt the train was going too fast. All of the train's 8 cars derailed, 5 of them flipped over. Pakistan and Russia have begun annual joint military drills. They're working together to fight the growing threat from Islamic State terrorists in neighboring Afghanistan. The planned 2-week-long drills began Monday at the National Counter-Terrorist Center in the northern mountain town of Pabi, where the Pakistan Army's commando unit is headquartered. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.